properties or community. There are other businesses and structures in the area of this property with similar characteristics to those requested by the applicant. The use of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulation. The project shall be used for indoor storage purposes only. There shall not be any outside storage, including boats, RVs, or equipment within the project. Any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so they do not shine on any neighboring properties. There will be no retail sales from the site. There will be no manufacturing on site. The facility shall not be open on Sundays. There shall be fencing around the building and parking area. The parking lot will be crusher run with an adequate area for tenants and employees. There is an on-site septic with a bathroom in the existing office building. No bathroom shall be permitted in the flex building. Hours of operation shall be 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. One sign shall be permitted not to exceed 4 by 8 feet in size with directional lighting. There shall be a vegetated buffer on the north side of the site. The buffer shall be shown on the final site plan. No maintenance of vehicles or on-site fuel operations shall be permitted. The applicant will comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Any vehicles parked overnight should be located on the west side of the building. And the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1693 H&L Land Company for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2006-18 Briggs 4 LLC.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, regarding application subdivision 2006-18, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-18 Briggs 4 LLC for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2006-19 Paul and Barbara Steele.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2006-19 for Paul and Barbara Steele for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision is only for two lots. The proposed subdivision will have no adverse impact on neighboring properties. The lots are suitable for on-site septic systems. The items in 99-9C will not adversely affect the subdivision and is in compliance with Sussex County Subdivision Ordinance. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions: that a restricted covenants be established to govern the maintenance of roads, any stormwater management system, and any other common areas. Applicants shall save as many trees as possible on the site and on the individual lots. Final site plan is subject to the review and the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-19 Paul and Barbara Steele for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2006-20 Stella J. Mitchell, trustee.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for 2006-20 would be for deferral for more time to the commission.
Second.
We moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-20 Stella J. Mitchell, trustee, to allow the commission more time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item on our agenda, gentlemen, is reorganization. It's that time of year again. Mr. Lank.